What's up, Ortandians? This is your girl, Ortandia, and thank you for tuning in to the number one podcast in the whole wide world, House of Ortandia. How you guys been doing? How are you? How are you, your loved ones, your friends, your family, your neighbors? How are you doing? Listen, I have some big news. Good news. I have some good news to tell you. Drum roll, please. And that good news is this. God loves you. God loves you. And he loves you so much. And he didn't want to be without you. He didn't want to go a nanosecond without you. So he sent his son, Christ Jesus, to the earth to pay a debt that you and I owe, so that we can receive a love that we didn't deserve. Made plainly, Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and I. And by that action, and when we believe, and not only that, but God raised him from the dead. So when he died, all the sins of the world were laid upon him. Your sins, my sins, your mama's sins, everybody's sins were laid upon him. Why? Because God has a standard and none of us can meet it. You know, and people, you can say, well, I don't agree that there should be a standard. Well, this is like I said before many times, you can't just go into Google and start working and you don't work there. Or you can't be hired by Google and then once you go to work, say, you know what? I don't want to do it this way. I'm going to do it this way. You're going to do it opposite the way that they say that you have to do whatever that position is. You won't be there very long. Why? Because Google, the managers, directors, executives at Google have set up the standard. This is how this specific job is going to be done. How it's going to be accomplished. These are your roles and responsibilities. And this is how it's function, how you're to function therein. Right? So just like Google and your company and any other company, they have standards. So does God. And we don't meet their standard. When we don't meet the standards of our employer, what happens? We up out of there. We can't change their standards. We can't try to make them make our standards theirs. We have to conform to their standards if we would like to keep our jobs. And so God has a standard as well. He made humanity and he said, this is how I want humanity to live. This is what I expect of humanity. This is what I require of them. And you and I can't meet that standard. It's too high. We can't meet it. We're imperfect and we needed help. And that help came in the form of Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ, who was perfect, he bore the sins of us all when he was on that cross and he was crucified. And then he died. And then he was risen from the dead, or he rose from the dead. And just as he rose from the dead, when we become born again, we are birth, or we rise up to a brand new life. We're no longer our old selves. So whatever you used to do before you enter into relationship with Christ, and it's not overnight. So as you continually to progress in your relationship with Jesus and God through the word of God, through the local community of believers, on, and you're going to make mistakes. You're going to mess up. You're going to fall. You're going to want to go back to doing old things that you used to do. All of that is natural. So I don't want you to be like, well, why do I still feel like I want to drink? Or why do I feel like I still want to XYZ, whatever that thing is that you used to do? I still want to lie, or I still want to cheat on my spouse. So I still want to whatever, you know, because you are actually a new person. You really, really are. But guess what? You have to practice at this new life. It's going to take practice and you can't do it alone. You need the community of fellow Christians, of like-minded Christians. You need that. You know, look at it this way. If you say you want to be in the NBA, would you hang out with a bunch of dope dealers, or would you hang out with a bunch of people who do nothing with their life? No, you want to be in the NBA. So guess what you're going to do? You're going to be practicing every day. You're going to be around coaches, strengthening coaches. You're going to be around people that can help you with your diet, make sure your diet is good. You're going to be shooting free throw after free throw, jump shot after jump shot. You're going to make sure your conditioning is good. You're going to be around people that can help you to reach that goal. Same thing in the kingdom of God. If you want to be this new person, you want to progress, to continuously progress to be this new person that God has already made us when we become born again, you have to be around people or a community of people that can help you to do that. And so that's my big news, man. Y'all know how I end the podcast. I want to see you in heaven with me. And that's for a reason. And so that's the big news. This is the not only big news, this is the good news. And you know, man, I was so, and also at the end of this life, we all have to stand before God. You and I, I'm a born again Christian. So, but I guess what? I have to give an account for everything that I did here on this earth. Although, you know, and I'm going to go to heaven. And so those of you who have not entered into a relationship with Jesus Christ, the prescribed way that God said you that you're to do that, when you stand before God, you have to give an account for why you never entered into a relationship with his son. And I'm pausing here for a reason. Like, can you, like, there is no way you're going to be able to stand before a holy God and say what we say here, what people say here on earth. I don't want to have nothing to do with Jesus. I don't want to have nothing to do with that lifestyle. I don't care nothing about. You're not going to stand before a holy God, the holy God, and say that. Trust me, you will not. You will not. It's easy to say that to people, but you're not going to be able to say that to God. And I don't want you to be in that predicament. I love you. Some of you, I don't even know. But because I have this good news, it is crazy for me not to share it with you. And I have on some podcasts, but on this one in particular, I wanted to share this good news with you, to those that would listen to this episode. We were given a metaphor at church today. Not a metaphor, I'm sorry. We were given an example of this. If we saw someone standing on a bridge or a building and they were getting ready to jump off, but we just kind of casually say, listen, you know, I don't think you should jump off the building. We would be like, no, like, wait, look, don't do that. Don't jump. We would be so animated. It would be such passion. We would be frantic. We would do whatever we would need to do to get you off of that bridge. And it's the same if you have made up in your mind that you don't want to have anything to do with Christianity. And you guys know I did a podcast about the myths about Christians. That was either 2019 or 2018. Go back and listen to that podcast. You know, some of the myths are that we're corny, that we're square, that we're narrow-minded, that we walk around with our heads in the sand or in the clouds, whichever you prefer, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I bust all those myths because, first of all, I come through dripping, period. I come through dripping. That may be an old saying. I need to come, you know, I'm not as hip as I used to be. I got to get my finger back on the pulse of the street to see what you kids are saying these days. Nah, but seriously, like, whatever those things that you think, why you don't want to become a Christian, and that, you know, why you don't want to be in, I'd rather say it this way, why you don't want to be in a relationship with Jesus Christ, there is not one person, I don't care if you married, I don't care if you had the best parents in the world, best grandparents in the world, I don't care if you have 100 kids and they all love you deeply, dearly, there is no one who will love you as much as Jesus does. No one. He loves you passionately. He loves you purposefully. He loves you intensely. He loves you on your good day, your bad day, your ugly day, your indifferent day. He loves you so much that he would lay down his life for you and me. And you know, that may be somebody that say, no, I'll take a bullet for you. Yeah, that may be true, but that person taking a bullet for you will not get you any closer to God. Christ took a bullet, a metaphoric bullet for us, and it got us right into the bosom of God, right into the heart of God. Now he accepts us. Now we can be in an uninhibited relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And so that was my good news. I want to shout it from the rooftops. I want you to, I really, listen. I want you to grab a Bible. Everybody got a Bible at their house. If you don't have a Bible, a physical one, I want you to go onto your, everybody got a smartphone, that's for sure. I want you to go into your app store, and I want you to download the Bible app. Just text in the search engine of your app store, Bible app, and you're going to get, you know, the Bible will come up on your phone. So you'll have it, you'll click on it, and I want you, whatever translation is good for you. Some of the more easier to read translations are the Message Translation. That's M-E-S-S-A-G-E, Message Translation. The New Living Translation. The New Century Version. The Passion Translation is another one. The Good News Translation is another one. So these are some easier to read translations as opposed to like the King James or maybe the New American Standard. Or some of the more, those are some of the more difficult translations. But I want you to read something easy for now. Okay, so once you download that Bible app, I want you to go into, I want you to start with the book of John. And you can, once you're in whatever translation you're in, all the books of the Bible in alphabetical order, all you have to do is tap one. And I want you to start with the book of John. I just want you to read it. I just want you to, don't just read it. And wherever you have questions, I want you to pause. I want you to ask God questions. And I just want you to read it. And that's it. That's what I challenge you. I double dog dare you to download the Bible app onto your phone and read the book of John, okay? And so listen, guys, I truly, sincerely want to see you in heaven with me. I do not want you to be cast into hell. Hell is not God's place for you. You make that decision. You make the decision for hell when you reject Christ. It's not God saying, I'm sending you to hell. It's you saying, I'm sending myself to hell because I reject Christ. Now listen, I also want to apologize from the bottom of my heart as a representative of Christ for those people that you've seen, whether on TV or that you know personally, that have really rubbed you the wrong way and put a nasty taste in your mouth about Christianity. I want to apologize on their behalf. They didn't know any better. Okay. I've rubbed people the wrong way as a believer, and I've been wrong for that. I've said stuff I shouldn't have said. I've done stuff I shouldn't have done. And that put a nasty taste in people's mouth about Jesus because of me. It had nothing to do with Jesus, you know? And so I apologize on their behalf and on my own behalf. But trust you me, people are not like Christ. Christ is in a whole nother other league. Jesus Christ is in a league of his, truly in a league of his own. Okay? So listen. I want to see you in heaven with me, loved ones, okay? Don't you leave this earth without Jesus. Don't you do it. People are dropping like flies around here. Don't you be one of them people. Listen, two things for certain. We're born and we're going to die. But look, before you die, you want to make sure that you're in a right standing, a right relationship with God himself. And that is only through his son, Jesus Christ. I don't care what the Mormons are telling you. I don't care what Jehovah's Witnesses are telling you. I don't care what Muslims are telling you. I don't care what any other religion you could possibly, New Ageists are telling you. I don't care what the witches and the warlocks are telling you. I don't care nothing about none of that. I'm telling you the truth. And if you're offended by what I'm saying, you're really offended by the truth. The truth is making you angry. It's not me. And so I want you, I really, really hear me. I really, really want you in a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. I'm pausing for a reason. I really wanted to sink in, guys. And thank you guys so much for just listening and tuning in episode after episode, leaving comments, all of that good stuff. I appreciate you guys. But more importantly than all of that, I needed to share this good news with you. Love you guys. And like I always say, I want to see you in heaven with me. And I'm out.